Caro, April 20th, 1902, typed. Dr. Caro, dear brother, God's people are to stand before the world in purity and holiness, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. They are to shine as lights in the world. The light they receive from Christ, they are to reflect to those in darkness. They are not to walk in the light of the sparks of their own kindling. Doing this, they will find only sorrow and disappointment. The Lord God is to be their sufficiency and their strength. We need a closer connection with the great teacher. This we must have before we can clearly understand his instruction. We are to walk before the Lord in humility of mind, else we shall plan according to our own opinions and preferences. We are to guard every step, realizing that the wisdom of God is our safeguard. The treasure house of the mind is to be stored with the truths of God's Word. We are to be familiar with this Word. We are to put on the whole armor of God. Then, under the Holy Spirit's guidance, we can go forth conquering and to conquer. We are to work in union with God and with our brethren, always walking in the way of the Lord. Read carefully the third chapter of Zechariah. Notice especially the seventh verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Malachi 2, verse 5-7. Our sanitariums will be a great help in the work of reaching the higher classes. You will have opportunity to work in the same lines as those laid out before Dr. Kellogg. I was shown how in his work in the sanitarium, he would be brought in connection with men in high positions of trust who were destroying themselves by lack of knowledge, by the use of tobacco and liquor, and by intemperance in eating, and that he would be able to help them. A connection with God means everything to you. A connection with worldly men is of little value to physicians who have received a knowledge of present truth. The Lord calls upon you to be a true representative of Him. To devote large sums of money to outward display will not accomplish what you suppose it will. This is one way of calling the attention of the higher classes to your work, but it is not the Lord's way. You need to bind about your desire to make a striking appearance. You need to learn of the great teacher the lessons that will make you wise unto salvation. Set Christ ever before you. Remember that He is your efficiency. Without me, He says, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. He who gives himself to God will find a noble, uplifting work to do. He will strive to keep the way of the Lord. He will walk in the footsteps of the Redeemer, giving him all the honor. All who learn of Christ will find rest and peace. In God's hands they will be the means of accomplishing a work the value of which they do not realize. Counsel with your brethren. This is the path of safety. If you follow your own judgment, you will make mistakes that you cannot afford to make. There is a deeper, broader work to be done in medical missionary lines than you realize. Much more than you think is to be accomplished by means of our health institutions. Few comprehend the importance of their work. Give your time and tact and skill to the patients, rather than to doubtful projects and enterprises. Do not allow your ability to be diverted into channels that will bring no returns. Guard against neglecting your work in the sanitarium for lines of work that God has not given you to do. It is not your work to establish institutions in various places. You have not the experience or the ability to enable you to do this work as it should be done. If you attempt to do it, you will surely lose your balance. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 13-16, 22-23. Those who obey the word of God stand on vantage ground, for God is their defense. Strengthened and guided by the holy utterances of His word, they build themselves up in the most holy faith. Those who eat God's word and digest it, making it a part of every action, of every attribute of character, will grow strong in the strength of God. It will be seen that their faith is of heavenly origin. Before angels and before men, they will stand as those who have a strong, consistent Christian experience. To every man, according to his several ability, the master worker has given his task. No one is to think that he is to be mind and judgment for his fellow workers. There are boundaries to every man's work. There are limits to his power. Physicians with a work to do in a sanitarium are not to suppose that they are to be called hither and thither to decide questions of minor importance. Those to whom God has entrusted a work to do are to look to Him for guidance. They must learn to bear responsibilities without referring every question to someone who perhaps occupies a higher position than they do, and to whom it has been the rule to refer. In 9 cases out of 10, those who are on the ground know better what should be done than a man who is far away, whose mind is occupied with many things relating to his own work, so that he is not prepared to give due consideration to the case presented to him. Emergencies arise when questions have to be settled at once. Men are to be trained to exercise the judgment the Lord has given them. Let God work through His instrumentalities. Many times, if the men on the ground were left untrammeled, they would do much better work than they do when calling for and receiving help from fellow workers. And the men who are called for have to leave their work to decide matters that they are poorly qualified to decide, because they are not acquainted with the circumstances. Let the Lord's workers depend on Him to help them in emergencies. He will give them wisdom to decide the questions that are continually arising. A man depending on the Lord and obtaining wisdom from Him has a right to think that he can, without being a shadow of another man, do the work the Lord has given him. A worker is never to be humiliated by unkind criticism. His brethren are to give him opportunity to prove himself. He is not to feel that he must depend on another man in an emergency. He should be given liberty to act for himself. And he is to do all he possibly can to improve in his work. Do not strive to be acknowledged as the first. Those who take part in medical missionary work are to show abiding faith in Jesus Christ. It is not pleasing to God for you to charge such large prices for your operations. The Word of God forbids all extortion. It is not right to ask from our ministers and from our people, upon whom we depend for tithes and offerings for the support of the work, the same prices for treatment as are asked from the world. Let us study the work of the great physician, and then do judgment and justice. I have been asked, did you say that Dr. Caro was to be superintendent of our medical institutions in Australia? Never, never. Dr. Caro has not sufficient experience or knowledge to enable him to fill such a position. He has not a personal knowledge of the sanctification of the Spirit of God. This position requires a man of strong judgment, who knows what it means to bind about the edges. It is not essential that a man should be a graduate of a medical college to fill this position. There should be businessmen to take charge of business matters. Our physicians need such men as helpers. Dr. Caro has a place in the institution, but he is not to think that he can fill in Australia the place that Dr. Kellogg fills in America. Let him take up the work where Dr. Kellogg took it up, and let him grow with it. Let him give proof of his capabilities. If he will conduct himself prudently, as a man under God's supervision, the people will have confidence in him. He is to ask counsel of the men who have long borne responsibilities in the work of God. When he is willing to do as faithful work as Dr. Kellogg has done, the Lord can use him as a man of opportunity.